up the dump. I go to the dump for all of my wearable art needs. That's where I go first.
Ketchikan artist Holly Knoyer says the local landfill is a great place to gather materials for the large, complicated pieces she makes for Ketchikan's popular wearable art show. Knoyer also goes there when helping to build sets for First City Players, the city's community theater.
We're making trees right now for Shrek, the Shrek Jr., the children's musical. And we need tall things that will not break. And the dump is a great place to go and find things for free.
Nyssa Dash is another Ketchikan artist who loves the landfill. She's helping Knoyer with sets for Shrek Jr., but she also gathers material for her own art. Dash has a penchant for the patina of rusty metal.
And I have to be careful because I will haul things. I'll go to the dump and then, I have to sneak it because, like, I have stuff in the garage and then, like, in little places, tucked things away because, and God forbid we have to move because it's going to be, like, too many stuff.
Honey,
that
I need to bring my rust collection.
Exactly.
Those two aren't alone in their scavenging. Up at the landfill, surrounded by opportunistic ravens, solid waste supervisor Lenny Neely says about 40 people are signed up for the city's salvage permit program. He says they take more than 100 tons of stuff out of the landfill every year. That's 200,000 pounds.
And some way, shape, or form, all that material's getting reused. That's the nice part of it.
Yeah. No, that's just amazing that they take out that much stuff.
That's a lot of volume.
It really is.
When you think about it.
That saves the city money in a variety of ways. It reduces the workload, cuts back on space taken up by trash, and reduces the volume of items the city has to barge south. Neely says it's tough to know exactly how much money the city saves a year. For some context, though, the city pays almost $60 per ton to ship household garbage south. Beyond art material, Neely says salvagers collect for commercial use. Popular material includes metal pipes and wooden boards, often discarded after a home remodel. Neely points to a tangle of copper pipe sitting on the ground next to the fill.
But like this piece laying here, whoever came up and dumped laid that there because they know that, hey, a salvager grabbed that.
The person who picks it up likely is after metal they can sell for scrap. But there's other salvageable stuff in the fill.
I mean, the possibility, I guess, is the foosball table.
Uh-huh.
You know, I see some metal over there that somebody will grab. Bicycles are a big item.
So people just throw out?
We get a lot of bicycles,
huh.
You know, for whatever reason, and seems to be a bigger item. But just a little bit of everything.
I see a bike right over there.
Some people come for spare parts, others for specific collectible items. Landfill employee Tim Morgan says bowling balls are one example.
There's two bowling ball ladies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They just collect them for decoration in their gardens and yards.
And you save them for them?
Mm-hmm.
How many do you get?
Not very many anymore. It's kind of rare, but we used to get a lot.
That was back when Ketchikan had a bowling alley. Neely says he was surprised by Ketchikan's salvage permit program when he first came to work at the landfill years ago, mostly because of the liability.
But the reality is here, it's worked really well, you know, and that's recycling at its finest. When I first got here, I couldn't believe. I was like, we do what? You know, and we may be one of the only very few places in the state that do that.
Liability is one concern cited by other regional facilities, although Wrangell used to have a salvage program before it capped its landfill years ago. Petersburg has something similar to Ketchikan's salvage program. The fill there is open for salvagers just twice a week, though, and the permit fee is quite a bit higher, $10 per day versus $5 a month in Ketchikan. Ketchikan's landfill requires permit holders to sign a waiver, wear a safety vest, and stay out of the fill when equipment's running. Back at the First City Players building, Knoyer leads a set building workshop for kids participating in the Shrek Jr. production. She says when she's on the hunt for supplies, she goes to the landfill daily. She shows off some of her recently salvaged items, discarded Christmas decorations, metal tomato plant cages, and a big bag of fabric leaves.
We have two long bamboo sticks that are 12-footers from the dump. You don't find that very often anymore, so it's a real treasure to find that. Tied that sucker on top of my truck, and I hit the road.
Salvage success. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.